Back in 2008, the city changed its sign ordinance so that temporary signage, like flyers or posters on interior windows, is included in the 10% window coverage that businesses are allotted. The change wasn't enforced until last summer, and city council suspended enforcement within just a few months as business owners started speaking up, including Front Street Brewery owner Tom Harris.
Windows are an incredibly important vehicle for small businesses and even, you know, large businesses, because if you drive around and look at the large, you know, supermarkets and drugstore chains, convenience stores and national fast food chains, you'll see that they typically use, you know, much more than 10% of their window space to promote their specials and products.
City Associate Planner Brian Chambers says Wilmington has researched a list of benchmark cities to see what other communities are doing.
Looking at the research that we did compile, there's only a couple of communities that actually do it similar to what the city of Wilmington does, which is the 10% rule. The majority of the cities we looked at did have a larger percentage that was allowed to be covered by signage.
Chambers says Wilmington is hosting another public meeting next month to present draft amendments to the land development code based on the input gathered this week. Sarah Wood, WHQR News.